Hello, hello, hello. I'm your Patrice Harris Henry, hostess with the mostest, Michael Munoz. And welcome to In Yo Mouth!
In Yo Mouth.
I'm the queen of food who's always in the mood.
To lick it right, lick it good, show you how to
Oh, God, that's good.
I want to know what you eat from the streets to the sheets.
So open wide, honey.
I'm coming.
In Yo Mouth.
I got the goosebumps.
Hey there and welcome back, folks. Once again, I'm your hostess with the mostest, Munoz. And Lord, what a struggle today has been. Have you ever just tried, have you ever just opened your computer and was like, okay, today I'm just going to get things done the way they need to get done. And the computer's just not cooperating for whatever reason. Like your computer just woke up on the wrong side of the bed. You know, your computer just said, you know what? Fuck you. I don't want to do that today. Well, that's been my day all day today, from the computer not recognizing the microphone, to the computer wanting to restart, to the computer wanting to update. And I'm just I am trying to record my MF podcast the way I always do. Ugh. It's been a day, folks. It's just been a day, but we're here. We're alive. We're good. I mean, I have a little bit of a cold. Yes, people still get colds these days. Trust me, it's not the Rona. I've been tested twice recently. I just went to the doctor. It's a little sinus thing. So if I sound a little nasal, don't you worry about it. I am here and I am here for you. And yeah, guys, Valentine's Day is this weekend. Ugh. I guess it's par for the course that I have a cold and Valentine's Day is coming up, isn't it? I mean, single with my tissues in my bed is what this Valentine's Day is going to look like for me. Because you know what? I'm home because I don't even want to give anybody my cold these days. Speaking of, are you all double masking out there? This whole double mask sort of deal that we're supposed to be doing now. I am, because it's freezing here in New York City and I have a little bit of a cold, so I'm certainly not trying to give it to anybody. But I can't imagine being in warmer climates with two masks on just because of the heat of it all. Anyways, moving right along. You know what? Big things may be in the pipeline for this podcast, and I don't want to jinx it, but stay tuned because, you know, there's been phone conversations. There's been good talks. Paperwork may be coming my way. What is happening? All I'm saying is get your merch now, y'all. Get your merch now. And you know what? I am so excited for today's guest because I wasn't the only one having computer problems this morning. The two of us, I guess it's just this day, this cloudy, almost snowy day here in New York City, where our electronics were not today, bitches, not today. But I am so excited that we are finally here together. And please just help me give a very, very warm welcome to today's guest, folks. Hi, Howard Brown. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Thank you for being here after all of our struggles this morning.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's one of those days.
You know what? I feel like we're closer because of that technological mess journey that we both went through this morning.
Yes, definitely. It's been a long week.
Oh, it's been a long week too, huh? All right. Well, we'll get into it. Folks out there, if you don't know, and you should know, Howard Brown is the owner and mastermind behind The Baking Room. Inspired by his master baker parents and influenced by his traditional Caribbean roots, Howard strives to bring you the best and most unique flavors in gluten-free and vegan baking here in New York City. Yes. And listen, y'all out there, he's really easy on the eyes. So while you're listening to this podcast, please go to The Baking Room online on Instagram and take a look at that beautiful face as you sift through all his baked goods, please. He's blushing. Anywho, I need to start you off the way we always start here on In Yo Mouth. And so in the grand tradition of In Yo Mouth, I need to wish you happy National Cream Cheese Brownie Day.
Thank you. Same to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, do you make cream cheese brownies at, in the baking room?
I do. I've been experimenting with a couple of things. There's cream cheese brownies. Even last year, during the holidays, I did these pumpkin cream cheese little mini banana breads. And we sold a couple of those. So that was pretty good.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Do you have like a secret brownie recipe that you go to, or what are we using here?
Well, I have a base recipe for my brownies, and I use that base to create different things. So it's so versatile. You can use it for like almost anything.
Oh wait! Did you just come out as versatile on In Your Mouth?
Oh yeah.
I am here for it. In Your Mouth listeners, I am blushing here on the podcast, and with Valentine's Day right around the corner, Howard. This may be a full 45 minutes of me just flirting with you for sure.
You can use it for anything.
Like. Oh, anything. Okay. Okay, well, listen, you're in luck, Howard, because today is a double day, and I don't even know who comes up with these things, but today is also National Have a Brownie Day. So it's like a double brownie day.
Yeah.
Are you a brownie fan, or would you prefer something else?
I'm definitely a brownie fan.
Yeah?
I like them. I like a really fudgy brownie most of the times. And then sometimes it could be something that's like a cakey kind of texture brownie. So.
Okay.
Most of my people love fudge.
Yeah, I mean, hello. Who doesn't? I love a really good fudgy brownie myself. I'm not a blondie fan because I find that blondies take it a little too far, like, and they're too sweet. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah.
That's true.
You know? Yeah. No offense if you're making blondies and brownies. Listen, we accept all kinds of brownies here in your mouth.
Of course.
We are
like what you like.
Well, yeah, you like what you like here, right? And we do not have a preference. That is not a thing. Well, so no matter what you're celebrating out there, today we want to wish you happy National Cream Cheese Brownie Day and National Have a Brownie Day. So, you know what? Have one for me and Howard. And moving right along to this day in gay history, did you know, Howard, in 1983, a spokesman for the San Francisco Giants tells a banquet audience that the Giants are planning to set up a special seating section for their gay fans. Instead of the grandstand, he jokes, we're going to call it the fruit stand. Boo. I thought it was pretty appropriate after this Super Bowl weekend for this little this day in gay history moment.
Yeah.
You know, did you watch the Super Bowl?
I was never interested in the Super Bowl at all.
I mean, surprise, not me. I ended up watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills myself.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know. I'm not here for that moment in gay history, right? Because I don't think that was genuine or very nice. But we've moved quite a long in the field of sports when it comes to things of an LGBTQ nature since 1983. So we have to be grateful for that. But I want to get to the getting on and learn about you, Howard. And I want to start at the very beginning. Where did this love for baking come from?
So my love for baking, it came from my parents back home in Jamaica. They were always in the kitchen. They're cooking or they're baking. And I got to see it. I got to stand up on stools and taste. And I look at that and I'm like, I think that is what I want to do when I get older.
That's lovely. Like a lot of us have learned to bake or cook from our parents and that, like, you know, that culture is infused in us. Like, what kind of things were your parents like making? Like, what's like traditional Jamaican baked goods?
One of the biggest ones was the rum-soaked black cake.
I have heard of this rum-soaked black cake. Now, you know what? Before I even try to impose on what it actually is, I'm going to let you tell the audience. Tell the audience all about this rum-soaked black cake.
Yeah, so this rum-soaked black cake is really just used dried fruits like raisins, prunes, cherries, and you puree it a little in the blender and you add in a mixture of like white rum and brandy and you let it sit in there. And some people, they let it sit there for the entire year. All that dry fruit is soaking for the entire year. So by the end of Christmas, when you're ready to use that dry fruit, you put it in the cake. It's beautiful. Like the flavor is like amazing. The longer it sits, the better. Is it?
And so a long time ago, my friend Lenny Walker was on this podcast, right? Shout out to you, Lenny Walker. He has told me that once you make the cake, like you make it like a month ahead of time and like you just keep pouring rum over it. Is that correct? Right. Me if I'm wrong.
Right. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something that I do as well.
Yeah. I mean, how do you not get like wasted off a small piece of cake?
Yeah, I've had that. Like, some people told me, oh, damn, this is a lot of rum, sir, in this cake. And they're like, just from one slice.
So, they're like, So explain to me. So, fine. So, we're having this slice of cake. Do you add anything to, like, cut the rum flavor? Like, is it, like, you serve it with, like, ice cream or, like, a whipped cream or something to, like, just, you know, like, you know how you... If you're having vodka, right, you throw some soda in it to like cut the, or you throw some like cranberry juice in it to cut the alcohol flavor. Are you like putting ice cream or something with the rum cake to cut the rum flavor? Or are you just going like basically doing shots of rum via a cake vessel?
we eat raw rum cake. You just go raw just like that.
And
a lot of times, even too with weddings, people prefer. Some people prefer having icing on the rum cake.
Yeah, so, I have unfortunately never had rum cake, right? And I hear that my friend Lenny makes one of the best out there. But I may have to try yours, right? These days, yeah. I didn't see that rum cake on your Valentine's Day online order. Menu that you have online out there. So you grew up, right, in Jamaica, watching your mom and dad bake and cook. And then when did you move here to the United States?
So I moved here in 2010 to New York City. And like, I was never expecting to actually be here, but all the processing and paperwork, it took a good while.
I'm sure that as we all know out there, that isn't an easy process. So you get here, right? How old were you when you came?
So when I got here, I was 18 at the time.
Okay. All right. All right. So I don't feel so bad for hitting on you via Zoom.
Yeah.
with that baby face. But when did you decide that, like, you know what? Baking is what I'm going to do now. Like, this is my passion. This is my calling.
It was after I got when I just got into New York City, my first job that I had, I started off as a cashier and they had a bakery department. Well, they have all the regular stuff, you know, with the eggs, the butter. And I got the opportunity to do some things in there to get the experience. And then when I decided to leave, like I started to applying to other bakeries that were vegan or gluten-free. And they gave me a chance to come in and learn all the techniques. And I took all the experience that I had from those companies and decided that, oh, I want to open up my own vegan gluten-free bakery.
Well, that's really amazing, right? B, yeah. that's the journey of many in this like culinary world. Like you start one place and then you work your way up through the kitchens And so that's amazing. What I'm really curious about is, though, when did the transition to like vegan and gluten-free happen? Are you vegan and gluten-free?
Oh, the transition started first was when I got into my first relationship as my ex-boyfriend. He helped me to start the business. But in the beginning, it was all regular stuff that had dairy and everything in it. And he's like, we look at the market, how great the market is. So he said to me, like, why don't you do vegan and gluten-free baked goods? And that's where I said, that sounds like a great idea. So that's where the transition started. So
so you had a good like marketing person behind you being like, this is, you know what? The market is oversaturated with like buttery, eggy goodness out there. So, and the vegan gluten.
Anybody can do that.
So why not tap in? No, it's very, very smart, right? Yeah. It's very, very smart because, you know, there's these days, there's a ton of vegan stuff out there, right? Especially baked goods, a ton of gluten-free stuff. But it's hard to find really, really, really good and delicious things that are vegan and gluten-free that don't taste like cardboard or don't like suck all the moisture out of your mouth.
Yeah, but they don't taste like sand.
Yeah, or they don't taste like sand.
Yeah.
So did you just start experimenting and figure it out? Or did you enter a vegan gluten-free space to, you know, help you figure that out?
I started experimenting first, different things, and seeing what works and what doesn't work. And then that's when I started to get down with my cookies, my brownies, my muffins. And after all the experimenting I'm doing, I'm like, yes, this is it. I got it.
Yes. I love that. I love that. You started to get down with your cookies and your muffins.
Yes.
I absolutely love that. So you mentioned your parents and you mentioned your ex-boyfriend. And I want to take slightly right here and ask you, right, especially because you're Jamaican and being from the Caribbean, you know, being an LGBTQ person in that space may not be the easiest sometimes. What was coming out like for you?
Well, in the beginning, it was not easy. It took some time, but then after a while it became okay.
Did you come out to your like mom first or your dad first, or like what was that process like?
I came out to my mom first and then eventually some other people.
Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. You know what? Shout out to all the moms out there who, you know what, whether it takes them a minute to accept and understand or they love us right away. You know what? We need you in our lives and you're important. And it's really, really important for us to have you in our lives. So shout out to all the moms out there for sure. Are you and your mom close?
Yeah, we are. We all are close and we stick together.
I love that. I love all of that. So, you know what? Valentine's Day is coming up and are we single and ready to mingle or are we taken?
Unfortunately, single at the moment. And well, New York City is lonely right now. there's not a damn thing to do. All the good stuff left the city and went
Hey, I am offended. Wow, guys, you know what? It was lovely to have you. Thank you for being on the podcast. I think we're...
at the moment, I'm not dating right now at the moment. I'm just focusing on myself.
Yeah, like we have to, you know what? And it's hard to date during a pandemic, right?
We got, it is.
Like, who's going to... how do you get to know somebody from 6 feet away, you know?
Right, you know, it's so hard.
So
mentally,
it's a journey to say the least. Well, I'm having the best time getting to know you, but I think I want to take a small break really quick to take you, Howard, to my favorite part and the audience's favorite part of this podcast, a little something we like to call Food News Update.
Food News
You ain't ready, girl. Spill the tea.
News update.
Fireball Whiskey will give you the money to finally ship your ex's stuff back to them. You still have any of your ex's items in your house? The one that told you to go vegan and gluten-free?
No, I don't. Not at all.
Well, if you did, Fireball Whiskey will pay you to send it to them. Isn't that hysterical?
Right.
Oh, my God. I love this article from Yahoo News. And so from now through February 12th, Fireball will pick the first 10 fans each day who post a picture of their ex's stuff that they want out of their place ASAP. This can be the weird sweatshirts, old notebooks, pictures, whatever. Fireball will then reward you with a gift card to cover the cost of finally shipping it back to them. To qualify, post the photo as either an Instagram post or a story and tag at Fireball Whiskey. You also want to include the hashtags, hashtag Fireball and TV Day and hashtag contest. And that's it. Isn't that, I mean, I think this is hysterical. You know, I personally don't have any of my exes anything in this house. I mean,
I remember what? I had 2 years ago, I had, when was it, 2019? Well, 2019 actually was the year that I broke up. Well, I was the one who ended the relationship, but I remember I had a blue suitcase there that belonged to him, but I threw it away, unfortunately.
Just right out the window it went.
Right out the window.
Right? Just open with all of his clothes in it. Get out!
Yeah, you don't want, like, sometimes, you know, you don't want all reminders of things. Like, it's not like I regret anything, but, you know, when you see these things and you get flashbacks, like, you don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want it. And you know what? Why not? I don't know what Fireball Whiskey intends to do with all of these random items that they will be receiving. I'm sure they have something up their sleeve. I mean, do I have anything of any? I don't have anything. Except for some writing on, I have a chalkboard wall here and it says welcome home that one of my exes, because he was an artist, did. And it's really pretty. And so I didn't want to get rid of it, but it doesn't really remind, I mean, it does remind me of him, but it doesn't at the same time. Is that weird?
Yeah.
You know, it used to say welcome home, babe. I just got rid of the babe. Mm-hmm. And it just says welcome home, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what? I think I could be here for this. You know what? And I'm all about Marie Kondoing, decluttering my life these days. So if someone's going to pay me to, or at least pay for the shipping for me to send them some shit that I don't need anymore in my life, I think we are here for it. Wouldn't you agree, Howard?
I agree.
Your Hershey's chocolate might be getting a whole lot more expensive. Now, do you use Hershey's chocolate in your baking? Oh, I guess not, because it's not vegan.
No, it's not vegan.
Right?
Hershey's is not vegan.
I guess that's good news for you, because your cost of production isn't going up. You know what I recently found out was vegan? Are Oreos. Oreos are vegan.
Yeah, they are. The originals are vegan, and now they have these gluten-free Oreos. So now you have it all together in one.
Wait, there are gluten-free Oreos?
Yeah, they just came out last month.
Oh my, look at you. Maybe you should be handling food news update, not me. Gluten-free Oreos just hit the market.
Yeah. And surprisingly, they taste just like our original Oreos. There's really nothing different.
I'm curious to see how many chemicals are in a gluten-free Oreo to make them taste like Oreo. But back to Hershey's. Apparently, Bloomberg recently interviewed Hershey's CEO, Michelle Buck, who explained the price hike. She said that Hershey Co. plans to raise the prices on bags of Kisses, miniature chocolate bars, and other seasonal treats later this year. It's tempting to blame the increase on a pandemic-related chocolate sales slump. However, research tells us that consumers are buying more comfort food than ever before during the pandemic. Bloomberg also reports that HersheyCo has fared pretty darn well during the pandemic, with its net sales rising 5.7% in the quarter to $2.19 billion. Wow, that's a lot, you know? So, but the good thing, I guess the good thing is that they're waiting till Christmas before the fare hike and not before Valentine's Day.
It's crazy.
It really is. I don't know. You know what? It's all about greed and money these days.
Right.
And I mean,
what can people even do with the $1,400 stimulus check anyway?
I mean, what can people do with the $1,400? I mean, I guess it's better than nothing, but like, we can't go down that rabbit hole. I refuse to talk politics on this podcast. Food News Update is supposed to be a break from the regular news cycle, Howard. And last but not least, for sure, a famed Parisian tea room, Angelina, changes name of hot chocolate after social media call out. The famous Parisian tea room, Angelina, has renamed its signature hot chocolate drink in New York City and Paris. The drink's name, formerly Le Africain or The African, has been in use for more than a century and appears on menus of more than 30 international locations. Have you heard about this?
No, I have not heard about this before.
Like, what? What the fuck?
Oh, like, man.
I just don't understand. I do understand, but I don't understand. So apparently, this is from Eater New York, a woman by the name of Charlene Wang DeChen made her first and only visit to Angelina in late December when she celebrated her birthday with a Mont Blanc and a hot chocolate from the celebrated Parisian cafe. She found that the name wasn't quite appropriate, you know? And while eating the treats in nearby Bryant Park, she visited the company's website to look up the ingredients of its hot chocolate and learned the drink's official name was L'Africain, an apparent reference to the origin of its cocoa beans, which comes from Niger, Ghana, and Côte d'Ivoire. So, and she says, I just want to enjoy a hot chocolate on my birthday, not participate in racist naming or weird colonial leftovers. So she turned to social media and lo and behold, like, I guess hours after she posted about it, they changed their name.
Wow.
I mean, years later, it is 2021, folks. Like, what is happening?
Right. My, why are people like so overly sensitive about things?
Okay. So you're not offended. Yeah, no. You don't care that it's no, let's talk about it because I love it. I love an opposing opinion here.
Yeah.
Especially as two people of color here on this podcast. Lovely. Because the audience can't obviously see us unless they looked up your face. So
yeah.
You're not bothered by the fact that this hot chocolate is called L'Africain.
No, not really. Honestly, not bothered by it.
All right. I mean, you think there are like bigger fish to fry? What's the reasoning here?
Like, really, what's happening in the country, like on a whole? Like now we lead it the little petty things, which I think, you know, are so petty.
Yeah. Like, I think I hear that you're saying that like these small things are petty and we need to focus on the bigger picture of changing the scene. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Right. Well, right. You know what? I personally think small steps lead to bigger steps. You know, like you start, it's the one domino that leads to the bigger domino. And I get that Angelina was referencing the beautiful origin of their cocoa beans. But I also think that it's like we need to notice what the history is and what we're carrying forth and how to change it. And it's also why it's important for me personally to do like this day in gay history, you know, because we have to always recognize and realize where we came from and how, so that way history A doesn't repeat itself. And so that way we can always be striving for better. You know, way to take a serious turn on In Your Mouth. I kind of love it. I love it. Well, good for you, Angelina, for recognizing that, like, you know what? Change was necessary. And I think that's a beautiful way to end Food News Update. Yes. How was that for you? Was that life-changing?
It definitely was. That helped.
Yeah. Oh my God. Howard, tell the kids what's next for you. Tell the kids what's on the Valentine's baking menu. Tell the kids everything.
What's going on right now? I'm just playing around with some recipes, with new orders that they came with, you know, put it together with Valentine's.
Yeah.
As usual. Just filling orders.
Well,
your Valentine's
menus look delicious. You have vegan gluten-free Oreo truffles. Can I get some of those in my mailbox, please?
Oh, definitely. Whenever you're ready.
Hello. You have vegan gluten-free almond butter chocolate chip blondies on this cream cheese brownie day? Hello?
Right. I was telling my people, like, maybe I think blondies are kind of underrated, but I was like, let me do something nice so we can appreciate blondies some more.
So the truth comes out, Howard. You are anti-brownie and... you know, make blondies great again. Mm-hmm. Right? Soon enough, you're going to be wearing like, a light brown colored hat with the initials MABA. Make blondies great again. You know? Yeah, or MBAG, my bag. Well, that's great. Yeah. I love to see you thriving and moving and shaking here. There's all sorts of things on your website. Gluten-free oatmeal raisin cookies, vegan gluten-free chocolate chip banana cake. Wait a minute.
You see all that crumb topping on there?
Yes, yes. What's your favorite thing that you make?
Oh, my favorite thing are the vegan and gluten-free almond butter chocolate chip cookies. Those are like my favorite cookies of all time.
All right. Can I get some of those? I'll go to the Upper West Side and meet you for some gluten-free almond butter chocolate chip cookies. This sounds good.
Yeah. Actually, I got a giveaway going on right now for those.
Tell the kids about the giveaway.
Well, you got to enter. You see it on my Instagram. You go to the person that I'm collaborating with. This, her Instagram handle is One Happy Stomach.
Okay.
That's what the giveaway is. It's for Valentine's.
Awesome. So people are going to go to @OneHappyStomach. Shout out to you @OneHappyStomach. And then what do they do from there? Is that one of those like and then tag and then like and then share sort of deals?
Yeah, it's one of those.
All right.
One of those type of giveaways.
Great. And do they just win like these vegan, gluten-free almond butter chocolate chip cookies, or is there more?
Mm-hmm. They just win those almond butter chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, because it's enough.
That's enough. Yeah.
Well, I may have to enter myself. I mean, In Your Mouth listeners, if you go to thebakingroom.online, you can see Howard's menu, whether it be for Valentine's Day for one or Valentine's Day for all, or just, you know what, a random Wednesday. There is, everything is vegan and gluten-free. You have monkey bread. You have peanut butter chocolate cake. You have cookie dough, coconut cupcake. Howard, I'm starving all of a sudden. Look, you could even get the Jamaican rum-soaked black cake in vegan, gluten-free form, folks. delicious. I mean, carrot cake, the cookies he was talking about. If you don't feel like doing all the work to enter the contest and you just want to support the man, hello. Just, I mean,
fairly just go from the order. And also, whatever purchase you make online, you'll get a free package of gluten-free Oreos.
Oh. all right. All right. Well, I may have to start ordering some myself. I mean, you could even get vegan gluten-free frozen cookie dough. Now, with that cookie dough, do you have to bake it? Or are you just like eating it and crying on Valentine's Day, like from the package?
No, it gets shipped frozen. Okay. To you, and then you pull them out, you bake them in at home. They already come parted. So you don't have to be scooping dough and then flattening it all by yourself. That's already done for you. You just take it out, put it in the oven, 12 minutes, and it's done.
Awesome. Awesome. I love everything about that. And the best part is that it's vegan and gluten-free. So even if you wanted to sit in bed with a pint of ice cream and this cookie dough and just cry your single sorrows away, you can do that. And you know what? You're allowed, and I approve. It's what I gotta say here.
Yeah, I was like, there's a lot of families at home now with the pandemic, and I thought that would be something really special that they could have cookie dough in the freezer. It's quick.
Yeah, gluten-free chocolate chip banana bread. Oh my God! Yes, I'm just. In your mouth, listeners, I have like clicked over from the beautiful face to now all the beautiful baked goods, and I don't know what I'm more in love with. Oh my God, there's gluten-free ginger crinkle cookies. Let me ask you a question before we say goodbye. If someone wanted to, you know, start their foray into gluten-free and vegan baking, what is like the one, maybe two tips you have for people who want to try their hand at gluten-free and vegan baking?
I'll say one of the big tips, and I've had a couple of people ask me the same question, like go online, look for a recipe, something that you like. It could be something that has dairy and all the stuff in there, and you can figure out a way to like veganize that recipe, and then you can play with it, you can change it up and make it your own. That's how I started out.
All right. So then, yes, hashtag experimentation is
experimenting. Key. All about experimenting for me.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I love that. In and out of the bedroom. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, I love all of that. I love every last second of that. Howard, today has been such a pleasure, despite all of our technical difficulties of the morning. It's just been so great to meet you and connect. God, tell the people out there where they can find you one more time, how they can order things one more time to make sure that they get their orders in time for Valentine's Day or whenever.
All right, so guys, you go on the website is www.thebakingroom.online. You go there, you order online, and it gets shipped right to your door. And my Instagram handle is thebakingroomonline.
Oh, so it's all fairly easy to do. Easy. One more time, that is thebakingroom.online. It's not a .com, y'all. It's thebakingroom.online. Or just go to his Instagram at thebakingroomonline and you can like peep all the beautiful selfies and peep all the beautiful desserts at the same time. Howard, this has been such a great day and so great connecting with you. Thank you once again for being here. It's truly been an absolute pleasure, and I can't thank you enough, obviously.
Of course. Thank you so much, Michael, for having me on. Like,
Yeah, of course. Anytime. You are always welcome in my home, especially if you're bringing some gluten-free rum-soaked black cake. Oh my God, there's even a red velvet cake. I can't stop. I can't stop looking at the website. Any amount, listeners, if you're alone on Valentine's Day, remember, it's like a Hallmark holiday. It doesn't matter. Buy yourself some vegan, gluten-free baked goods from Howard here, you know, or a nice bottle of wine. You know, make yourself a nice dinner. Cuddle up. I'll be cuddling up with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Or wait, it's Sunday. I'll be cuddling up with the Real Housewives of Atlanta because last week they didn't give us a new episode. And you know what? I'm okay with it. I'm okay. I have a lot of love in my life and I give a lot of love out there, especially to all of you who love me and this podcast. As always, if you wanted to shoot me some love or, so, you know what, slide some nudes in my DMs, you can do that on Instagram at InYourMouthPod. You can also send me emails at InYourMouthNYC@gmail.com. There is merch. Get it now before she blows up, honey. Watch me just jinx everything that's in the works by saying that. And that's at www.themunoz.com/mouthmerch. And with that, stay safe out there. Get your parents or your grandparents on the schedule for a vaccine. I've been having the worst time trying to do that. And as always, thank you for listening to In Yo Mouth.